540 Downtown Friday Show, the Pulse, WZON, Rich Kimble, Ryan Waning, and Brian Stackpole here. Chance for horse racing history coming up tomorrow. The Belmont Stakes, an American Pharaoh trying to be the first Triple Crown winner since affirmed back in 1978. We're going to our source, WABI-TV's Wayne Harvey, to find out whether or not history will take place tomorrow. Wayne joins us from, well, almost within spitting distance of the Belmont. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm great. How are things in New Jersey?
Where I am in New Jersey, they're beautiful. Yeah. I've never been to Princeton, New Jersey before. This is gorgeous down here.
Oh, that is a beautiful area there. And you're down there for a big soccer tournament.
Yeah, the U.S. Olympic Developmental Program tournament, Region 1 tournament, is this weekend. And my oldest made the state all-star team for the 2002 girls, all girls born in 2002. And so they play against West Virginia tomorrow morning to start the tournament.
West Virginia, so no mixed loyalties there for you.
I almost wore my West Virginia shirt, my WVU t-shirt, but my wife told me not to do that.
Couldn't you just take out a tooth and it would have the same effect?
Yes. What has 100 feet and two teeth? A line of West Virginia?
All right, let's talk a little horse racing. Let's cut to the chase. Triple Crown winner or not?
Can I hedge my bet and say maybe?
Yes.
Okay, maybe.
That doesn't help stack, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that terrible? If they let American Pharaoh go to the front and don't push him and don't pressure him the whole way, if Materiality wants to sit and try to stalk, or if Made from Lucky or Tale of Bird want to sit and let him go, then American Pharaoh will win by a bunch. I mean, they won't touch him. If what I think is going to happen, if Materiality goes out and pressures him from that outside post and stays on American Pharaoh's outside and forces him down toward that rail more, which it's not this historically, I mean, the Belmont does not favor the rail anyway. So if he's down in there, it's a harder trip, and then he's going to be pressured the whole way. And if Materiality sticks with him for the first mile, mile and an eighth, I think they both fade and we see a new winner completely.
Now, last year, of course, with California Chrome, the owner was very upset that at horses that rested on the second leg of the Triple Crown. Do we have that situation possibly developing this year with anybody?
Oh, definitely. Frosted didn't race in the Preakness, but raced really well in the Derby. Keen Ice finished well in the Derby. He got into some trouble and didn't race in the Preakness. Materiality had a pretty decent trip. He had some trouble he had to deal with, and he got around that and finished well in the Derby and skipped the Preakness. So he's got a whole bunch of horses that are high quality that have taken the last 5 weeks off.
Now, Stack wants the long shot to come in. He wants to box it somehow so he can actually make some money on this thing. Is that going to work for him?
He wants Fermento, or does he want Keen Ice?
I don't know. Stack, who is it? Who do you love?
I'll take either and give me some good dough.
Yeah, he just wants to get paid.
If it happens that American Pharaoh and Materiality duel on top, you'll see either Frosted or Keen Ice win race.
There you go. Well, let me ask you this.
And then you could pick up the pieces and you could have some value of like Tale of Verve, who finished well in the Preakness, who finished second. Maybe Made from Lucky to be there for second, third. Mudaish could be there for second or third, too. So it could be that you get a lot of value if that speed happens up on top. If they're setting fractions of 23 and change in the first quarter, if they're 23 and 3 for the first quarter and 45, I mean, something ridiculous at the half, there's no way whoever's on top will hold on. It just won't happen.
Let me ask you this, Wayne. As a horse guy, a racing guy, do you want a Triple Crown winner?
You know, Stack actually mentioned that to me when we were talking earlier this week. He said, horse racing is dead if American Pharaoh wins, because now there's no more, will we get a Triple Crown winner? There hasn't been one since 78. Will it happen? Will it happen? I think it actually will increase racing for next year. So I think a win will be good, because now American Pharaoh's all over everything. They'll market the daylights out of this horse, and you'll see him probably, you know, on Jimmy Fallon soon. Jimmy Fallon will sing or dance with the horse. Who knows what will happen?
Lip syncing, guaranteed.
Right. Yeah. He'll be on Lip Sync Battle going against The Rock for something.
Yeah, you just have to put peanut butter on his teeth.
Right, and it will still look great because everybody will love the horse. I think it would be good, certainly in the short term, for horse racing. I don't know what it will mean for the long term.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow, the third leg of racing's Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes, American Pharoah, trying to make a little history. Wayne, thanks to you for making time for us here this afternoon. Good luck to Mackey this weekend.
Hey, thank you. I'm amazed that we made it, because there's some pretty nasty traffic coming out of New York City.
Kind of like a busy day in Patton, right?
When the light changes in Millinocket, it can really get hectic in Patton.
No question about it. You be safe down there, Wayne.
We will. We'll have fun.
We'll see you soon. Thanks, Wayne.
All right, bye.
5:45 here on...